Folks, hello, welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. It is New Year's Eve morn, and we are counting down our top 50 songs of 2024. And we just heard song number 38, Charlie XCX, Von Dutch.
Justice for Charlie XCX, 38 is not nearly high enough. That does not make any sense. It should definitely be in the next week's show, but whatever. Dean's a man, and he hates fun, and he hates good music, so okay. And for the record, I'm not the one that picks the order, so.
Yeah, well.
Anyway.
It was a good record, folks.
It was a great record. Okay, at 39. Oh, Dean. This should be higher too. What's wrong with you?
Dean hates
women, especially ones that, I don't know, wear bikinis or something. You're a hater. You should not be doing that by Emil and the Sniffers.
Mm-hmm.
That should be higher.
I should not have put it here.
Yeah, exactly. And then number 40, we have Pack a Punch by, sorry, can
Joey
you read
Valens
it?
And Bray.
Bray?
Featuring Danny Brown.
Cool. Bray, I gotta say, I would have picked a different band name. Or artist name.
They're like a rap duo.
Oh, that's like one name. Joey Valens and Bray.
There are two guys.
Oh.
Joey Valens and Bray.
Okay. All right. All right. Whatever.
I'm not
commenting.
Yeah, take it up with his mama. I don't know. But yeah. We're looking at Exclaim has... They made their list of like the worst album covers that we talked about last week. This week, we've got their best album covers, which is not really a list. It's just each... like editor picked one that was their favorite.
I gotta say the worst one was more interesting. The worst one, I don't know how they found that stuff.
There were
that
some
was like
truly
unhinged.
Heinous.
Go to exclaim.ca. Yeah. You'll see it. But
their best one is it's all right.
One person has Magpie by Peach Pit. I feel that is a very good choice. I love that album art. I love the painting they chose. It's so cool and creative. It's like a warped milk crate, but it's like an optical illusion.
Yeah, it sort of hurts my brain to look at it.
It's really good. I love it. I don't know. I think it's
cool.
So great.
I like it. There's My Light, My Destroyer by Cassandra Jenkins is like pretty. She's like pulling up a curtain to reveal a sunset. There's this cool one, Tidal Memory EXO by Igloo Ghost, which is like a guy doing a DJ set
in the ocean,
sitting in like the surf.
Which it does look very cool, and it's like got a fisheye lens on it. I would go take a look at that album cover. It is very cool.
But the best one that they list here, in my opinion, is Mimi by Corridor, which is a highly detailed pencil drawing of a cat's face.
I saw this one on Spotify when I was picking music for one of the weeks, and I showed you, and I was like, this looks crazy.
Yeah, it's great art. I really like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mannequin Pussy, I Got Heaven is a really cool, I don't even know.
It's like someone holding a hippo.
It's like, yeah, a naked lady holding like a warthog.
Oh, yeah, more like a warthog. You're right. Wow.
It's pretty cool. You do love to see it. So yeah, check out Exclaim. Folks, what were your favorite album arts of the year? Let us know. Send in some mail with maybe your drawing and interpretation.
I love that idea. Yeah. Email Dean.
Yeah.
I don't know what your CFRC email is.
Just DeanHayden@hotmail.com. Shoot me an email. Let me know what your favorite album art of the year was. I check my email religiously, so I'll get right to that.
This is not true. Worst email checker in the universe. Oh my goodness. People have to email me and say, please tell Dean to check his email. But, you know, it's balanced because people have to call Dean and tell him that I'm not, like, because who has their ringer on, first of all?
Yeah.
No one ever. But I do check my email.
I'm old-fashioned, you know? Anyway, folks.
Phone call Dean if you need him.
That's
he has
exactly
his ringer
right.
on.
We're moving on to song number 37 in our countdown. This is Mustafa, Gaza is Calling. Here we go.
Take to look at me that way. Don't take it again. What if you do give me part of your day? I still wear the ring you brought me. It leaves a shadow on my finger. Hit a skinhead with it last winter. And you would be proud of me. I'm not on my knees. can really feel the flow. Let's go up north where you have no will to. You wanna find the people who want to kill you. There's a place in your heart that I can't get into. And God is calling. It's been years since you've been back. You can't keep what's in your hands. And God is calling. Every time I say your name, there's a wall that's in the way. On a street where everyone meets, all our living rooms were aflame. But you led the way, had to hold it all and take the day. You wear that scarf like it's a fane. Always pack your mother's plates. You won't let anything else escape. And I can't write you a letter, you don't know how to read. You won't listen either, so when can I tell you how I feel? How I feel. And God is calling. It's been years since you've been back. You can't keep what's in your hands. And God is calling.
Folks, hello, welcome back to your indie wake-up call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We are counting down our top 50 through 26 songs of 2024 on this New Year's Eve morn. And then next week we're going to do our 25 to number one, maybe. But yeah, we just heard song number 36 on our list. That's Charlotte Day Wilson's My Way. Before that, we heard Fleece, Where's My Beach Hat? And right at the top, we heard Mustafa with Gaza Calling. That was number 38 on our list.
Fleece is such a good band. I can't wait to see how big they're going to get, how amazing. Everything they release is so awesome. I feel like they need to be even more famous than they are, but they're getting there. Go Fleece.
Yeah. No,
I love Fleece.
Yeah, this record was really fun. This is like, folks, on these cold... Like where we are, it's raining and terrible. But on these winter days, be they slushy or rainy or snowy, it's very nice to listen to Fleece and this cute little summery "Where's My Beach Hat" song. It's just nice.
I can't wait for summer. Going to Big Sandy Bay, best thing of the whole year.
Yeah,
so good.
You do love to see it. Yeah, like as soon as Christmas is over. We're done with winter.
Yeah, literally.
No reason for it anymore.
I'm sorry if you're like a pro cross country skier. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I am done with winter now. I had it. It was cute for Christmas. All right. Bless up. Now it is time for it to be fully summer. I don't even care about spring. Like, it needs to be 35 right now.
Correct.
So.
100%.
Think of how fun New Year's Eve would be if it was 35 degrees. Okay, maybe not 35. It's like a little dramatic. 25. it would be nice.
Yeah.
We could all be hanging at the beach making our New Year's resolutions.
These Australian folks got it made.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
For sure. For sure. But yeah, what we're going to move on to our next track here, which would be number 35. If my math serves. And then it's Valley, folks. We're listening to Valley. We just played, what was that goofy track that we had played last week? Bop-ba.
Oh!
but we've got some more Valley coming your way. This is Water the Flowers, Pray for a Garden. Here we go.
Showed up, cut my hair, threw a
laughing with me.
Okay.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. What are we doing?
We're counting down the top 50 songs of 2024. Today is 50 to 26. You'll have to tune in next week for 25 to 1. We sadly cannot play 50 songs all in one week.
Yeah, so. I've been trying to play them on top of each other so we could just get more in, but I get yelled at when I do that.
Yeah, we should actually do the top 1,000.
Yeah, just play them all at the same time.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
That'd be great. But yeah, we just heard...
Song number 32.
Okay, which is like a smiley emoticon by the Japanese house. It's literally just like colon, close bracket. Yeah.
And it's as cute as that title would suggest. Before that, at 33, we heard Jessica Pratt, Life Is, that whole record, Here in the Pitch. Very, very good. Check that out, please. And then at 34, it was Valley, Water the Flowers, Pray for a Garden.
Yes. And if you want to see the full list, including sneak peek next week's show, you can look at Dean's Spotify, which is Dean Hayden.
That's so, right.
You know,
yeah, you can
go
find
check it,
it
out.
And consider, of course, donating to CFRC.ca. This is the last day of the funding drive, but we've got more funding drive events coming in January. We've got trivia coming up. It's going to be a lot of fun. So, I've got all the questions written already. Folks,
keep donating.
Would you want to hit, folks? Do you want a hint for what the trivia is going to be?
Oh,
a little secret special hint right now. I'm not going to give it to you.
Wow,
I refuse. Wow. That would be unfair.
Okay,
so I'm not going to do it.
All right, so I'm getting refused, unfair. I feel like these are clues of some kind.
Yeah, I need to next week I'll prepare some sort of like riddler style.
A cryptic thing.
Yeah, I'll figure that out. But in the meantime, okay. So big shout outs to Connor Henry Isaac Poland, who recommended while I was making my list The Bygones. It's a sort of eclectic album, but this track. Here coming in at 31 is really, really good. It's called Secondhand Store. Here we go.
Secondhand store. the pump, what makes me bleed and cry, the voice just a marathon. I call it a doctor, my because insulation. I know that it's my fault, but then it's not, but then it is, but then it's not, but then it is again.
It's a scream.
It's not the love. It's not the love. It's not the love. It's not the love. It's not the love.
Folks, hello. Welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call, CFRC 101.9 FM. We are counting down all of our favorite songs of 2024. And we just heard song number 29 on our list. That was Soccer Mommy, Abigail.
Yes.
Thank you, Stardew Valley, for inspiring such a lovely little song.
I've been obsessed with Stardew Valley. It's been a while since I've been on vacation and not gone somewhere. So it turns out when you're on vacation and you're just at home all the time, you get really addicted to video games.
Video.
Who knew this?
Yeah.
I would not have guessed this, but it's literally so fun. I'm returning to it after like 3 years. But like, guys, play Stardew Valley, man. It's like literally the most fun game ever invented.
Yeah. And like the updates that like Concerned Ape is still rolling out.
I know, all the villagers put on little winter outfits in the winter now. It's so cute.
Yeah, it's very cute. Before that, at number 30, would have been. Dog Race, It's the Squeeze. This song is crazy, man. That song is so, so cool. I love that track. And then at...
And yet, not enough to put it in the top 25.
I'm sorry, we're getting to the point where it's all just gold, you know? And then at 31, we had the Bygone Secondhand Store. Let's move swiftly on to our next track. Thank you to my friend Jared for pointing me in the direction of Pearl in the Oysters with Side Quest. This is song number 28 on our list.
William went walking in April by the greenbrier roses on the banks of the Thames. When over his kerchief there came such a clamor that William Fitzwilliam took shelter within. Don't lose your head to this rooting and raging. Don't lose your heart to the sweetness of sin. And don't go out wandering for the ghosts hover around you, the Howards and the Seymours, the Poles and the Lynns. William Fitzwilliam emerged from his arbor, a luminous show such as he'd never seen. So on to London he lit on his skateboard to arrive in a tumult to greet the new queen. But don't lose your head to this brooding and raging. Don't lose your heart to the sweetness of sin. And don't go out wandering for the ghosts of around you, the Howards and the Seymours, the Poles and the Lynns. Settled earthly, all clad in his sables, and England's fair princes were snug in their beds. William Fitzwilliam will glide on the Humber in star silver sneakers above the living and dead. But don't lose your head to this rooting and raging. Don't lose your heart to the sweetness of sin. And don't go out wandering for the ghosts hover around you, the Howards and the Seymours, the Poles and the Lynns, the Tudors and the Fitzroys, the Poles and the Lynns.
Folks, hello, and thank you so much for hanging out with us this Indie Wake Up Call. We've been counting down all of our favorite tracks, and we've got one more to play for you. So we just heard our song number 27 on our list. That was William Fitzwilliam by the Decemberists, a song they've been playing for a while, but finally actually released.
I like that song.
It's really cute. I keep saying every song is cute. I don't know, but it is. It's just, it's nice. It's lovely. It's about, you know, lamenting all of the people who you've known who have died and you didn't do anything to help them.
That's fair.
Maybe that's not cute. Then we heard song number 28 before that. That was Pearl in the Oysters, Side Quest. And now we leave you with song number 26, the last one that we have for you on this round, Suki Waterhouse, Moves.
Such a great song.
Great song.
Again, should be higher up, but all the ones I like should just be higher up. So, you know, of course. Anyway, enjoy. Amazing song. Come back next week for 25 to number one.
That's right.
And for like a year in review episode.
Yeah.
It'll be really fun.
Yeah.
So,
but
anyway,
yeah, folks,
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I hope you do something fun tonight. Mm. You know, if it's chilling at home and eating cheese and watching a movie or going to a party or whatever you're doing,
yeah,
have a good time. Yeah. Or, you know, I've been seeing some like yoga studios and stuff that do like a nighttime yoga for New Year's Eve. And I'm like, that's really
so
cool.
Boring.
What? That no, sucks. That's cool.
Have fun. Go
what?
To a party.
No.
Come on, people.
Go do yoga.
No,
anyway.
Do that's a New Year's Day. I'm changing. I'm like, I'm resolving to be better.
No, it's about ringing in the New Year with like intentionality or whatever. I don't know. There's lots of fun ways to do things. Lots of people have fun in their own way. So, anyway, Happy New Year. Do whatever you like to do.
We're going to discuss this off mic.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I can't forget that night. You said I look like Susie Quattro in the morning light. Faded to oblivion, and I said that's alright. At least we feel alive. At least we feel alive. There's nothing you can do. I know that I want this. No one likes to lose. No.
To CFRC 101.9 FM, your campus community radio station, broadcasting to you since 1922.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a song from local band The Codas, new EP, Live at the Isabel. This newest release from The Codas is a perfect example of what makes this group so endearing. Displaying their lush harmonies, mesmerizing live energy, and intimate arrangements in this live performance at the Isabel Bader Center for the Performing Arts, The Codas have managed to capture a brutally honest performance filled with raw emotion. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream the CODAs live at the Isabel on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it called In My Blood, here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Sedated till I forget my name, till I'm constantly reminded of my worries and all my shame. But the drink is sympathizing and it's taking all the blame.
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
What's for lunch today?
Alphabet soup.
Soup, soup, soup.